This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Keke Palmer is clapping back at haters on Twitter. Taylor Swift fans are suing Ticketmaster, and we run down everything that happened at the People's Choice Awards. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Wednesday, December 7th.
Do not come for Keke Palmer, because she will come for you.
The moment that you post things, it's kind of like you're saying, this is up for discussion.
Singer, actress, Broadway star Keke Palmer may have just shared with the world that she's pregnant, but she talked to Nicole Byer on her Why Won't You Date Me podcast about how she's selective with what she shares from her personal life on social media.
Even though I'd like to share my happiness in some of these fun moments, I don't really want you to think that you can comment on them, because that's annoying.
And if you think it's up for discussion on social media, Keke will put you in your place. She clapped back at people commenting that she looked ugly without makeup and tweeted, I wish I could bottle how I feel about myself and sell it. Because some people take comments to heart, and these people just say anything. I mean, truly, it's insane to say anyone is ugly, but especially me. Baby, this is Keke Palmer, and we love to see it. Taylor Swift fans are suing Ticketmaster over the fiasco they went through getting tickets to her The Eras Tour. We got all the details. Fans had such a hard time getting tickets to Taylor's 2023 stadium trek that even Miss Swift herself posted. She said, it's truly amazing that 2.4 million people got tickets, but it really pisses me off that a lot of them feel like they went through several bear attacks to get them. Adding that it was excruciating for me to just watch mistakes happen with no recourse. So now dozens of fans, with a lawyer who is also a Swiftie, are taking it to court. They say the ticket seller knew they gave out way more pre-sale codes than they had seats. Also, they allege that Ticketmaster benefits from bots and scalpers getting and reselling tickets.
Blood run, 'cause baby, we got bad blood.
Well, the bad blood is going nowhere anytime soon, because according to the lawyer, attention and support for the suit has gotten so large, she'll be adding more plaintiffs to the original 26 that filed. The fans voted and musicians cleaned up at the People's Choice Awards.
This is very important to me, because this is why I have an entire career, because y'all have been supporting me for that long.
Kelly Clarkson pointed out that fans have been voting for her for the past 20 years since her American Idol days, and they were the reason she took home Daytime Talk Show of 2022. The People's Champion on the E! Awards show went to Lizzo.
Tonight, I am sharing this honor. Make some noise for the people, y'all. These are all activists and people that I think deserve this spotlight.
She spent her speech time shouting out several activists one by one. But the music icon of the night was Shania Twain. She showed off her vocals and pink hair during her performance and wore a tribute to her That Don't Impress Me Much outfit on the red carpet.
The biggest honor for me is knowing that people have, you know, somehow found strength and inspiration in what I have to say.
Another outfit making a lot of noise. Folks are calling Olivia Wilde's fit her revenge dress.
Obviously, this award isn't for me. It's for the entire production.
She took home the PCA for Drama Movie of 2022 for Don't Worry, Darling, sans her ex/co-star Harry Styles.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.